Hi everyone, I'm Gordon Brown with the very latest Hamilton Park Racecourse podcast. This time it is for our Sodexo race day on Thursday the 6th of June. It's a very busy month, June, for us here at Hamilton Park Racecourse. Five meetings in all. We go all the way through to Thursday the 27th of June. That's our evening fixture. It's one of our top evening meetings of the year as well. Of course, it's Saints and Sinners night, as always. More details on the Hamilton Park Racecourse website. Really good card coming up. Six races. We have got a feature race worth £30,000. The Weatherby's Digital Solutions Clyde Handicap. It's over the flying 6 furlongs. And Jim Goldie will be hoping his Kelpie Grey can regain the winning thread. This is a horse that's been winning over 7 furlongs in a mile. Now he's set to face plenty of rivals over 6 furlongs. Back to sprinting. Jim says he's been hard to catch in his first 3 runs. 2 over 7 furlongs and 1 over a mile, but he was second to air last time behind an impressive winner. And although this horse has won over further, he comes from quite a speedy family, so Jim reckons it's well worth trying him back as a sprinter. Among the opposition to Kelpie Grey is Michael Dodds, trained number 2, Glenfinnan. Michael Dodds trains in the Darlington area, great supporter of Hamilton Park, and this is actually a horse that comes in great form. He's already got a winner at Ascot. That was back in May. And he's due to go back to Ascot for the Royal Meeting for the Wokingham Handicap. And another horse that could rejoin him at Royal Ascot is Roman Dragon, also carrying top weight of 10-2, trained by Hugo Palmer, who's based in Cheshire. And Roman Dragon's had some good efforts this year across in Bahrain and at his local track. Now, the meeting gets underway, the six race card gets underway at 2.25. We go all the way through to 5.05. And our first race is actually a qualifier for the Hamilton Park 2-year-old series final, which takes place later in the autumn. It's the Sodexo Live 2-year-old series maiden filly stakes. This time our trip is also 6 furlongs. And all bar one of the 7 runners making the debut. Now, these are fillies. The only one that's had a run is number 3, Leigh Alley. We've got some well-bred types in here as well, trained by trainers who are really good with their juveniles, particularly Carl Burke and Richard Fahey. They're represented by Comarcus and Liberalised, respectively. One of these, Liberalised, is actually ridden by Danny Tuddop, and he'll have a chance of winning the last race with a horse called Lincoln Rockstar. Danny, of course, born and bred in Ayrshire, now plying his trade in Yorkshire as one of our top jockeys, and he rides Lincoln Rockstar in the final race of the day for Ivan Furtado. He's a trainer who's actually born in Brazil, and Lincoln Rockstar for New Connections was a winner last time, and he has top weight of 9.11 in the clean stay at Hampton by Hilton Handicap. And just one more race to look forward to on the six race meeting, and it's our penultimate race. It's the Sodexo Live Handicap. Distance-wise, this time 1 mile and 1 furlong, taking in, of course, the famous Button Hoop loop at Hamilton Park. And we've got the horse that finished first and the horse that finished second in this very race last year, Jack Hammer, trained by Cumbrian trainer Diane Sayre, a winner by half a length 12 months ago from number 7, Shine On Brendan, trained by Jim Goldie, and they reoppose on Thursday afternoon. So that's our second of 5 meetings in June at Hamilton Park. Our third one is another evening car that takes place on Wednesday the 12th of June. And as we always say, check out the Hamilton Park Racecourse website. Plenty of information on that, including, of course, how to book early and save money on those tickets.